Hello everybody, I hope you're all doing great today. Make sure you check out my Patreon if you want early access to all my videos and my podcast in the description below. Also, the only social media that I use is Instagram, and my Instagram is InsomniacHorror. I have a quick message before the story starts, but I really hope you enjoy these stories. Some of these stories I actually love reading and I've really found interest in. So I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. So before the story starts, I'd like to share this quickly. Remember, if you're struggling with your circumstances or you're struggling with your mental health, it's not always going to be like this. And trust me, it might feel impossible now, but you can completely turn it around. It's not necessarily going to be easy and life's not always going to be perfect, but it's important to take steps every day towards getting better. And remember, it's okay if you have a bad day of your mental health and that it doesn't make you a failure. Remember too, it's very important to have plans and things to look forward to and goals because it helps keep your mind focused. That's something that I find very important, and trying to have some kind of regular exercise really makes a big difference for me. And I think too, it's important to be social if you feel happy and okay doing that. Because even if you don't really feel like it at the time, trust me, it'll make a big difference afterwards to how you feel in your head. And if you're somebody who's struggling with depression or anxiety specifically, remember it's very important to receive therapy for it if you haven't before. And don't worry if the first therapist that you find isn't right. It might take a couple before you find the right one, but trust me, it'll make a massive difference. So remember to be patient and don't lose hope if you can't find the right therapist immediately. It's fine and it's normal to take a few before you get to the right one for you. So I hope that helps some people. I'll speak to you all soon. Enjoy these stories and remember you're not alone in your struggles. Take care. My friends and I are on our way from Chicago back to our friend's home in Evesville, IN. As such, we had to drive through the Midwestern country to get there, pitch black highway surrounded by trees and cornfields. About 4 hours away from home, my friend screams and I look up. We hit a deer going 50. The poor guy just bounces off the front and probably didn't make it upon impact. We come to a stop and decide what to do. We are stranded on a quiet highway in the middle of nowhere, with trees to our right and a few houses a bit far off to the left, all of which are surrounded by cornfields. My friend is standing outside surveying the damage when we hear a scream. It's a man's scream, a bit far off to our left. My other friend and I look at each other, weary-eyed. A few minutes pass and we hear it once again. I then joke about skinwalkers, but we quickly get back into the car. A bit later, we call 911. We then hear another scream, a woman this time. It seems closer now. We're waiting on the deputy and nervously joking about whether it's skinwalkers or crazy elderly people with sundowners for whatever reason. My friend is facing towards the trees and laughs very nervously, rolling up the window. I just heard clicking noises outside my window, and I'm rolling it up because I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear them. So anyway, now we're on our way back, and out of Skinwalker Country or whatever the hell that was. For some background, I'm 23 and have lived in the country all my life, growing up on the east side of Lake Winnipeg and moving to the west side as a teenager. This story takes place when I was around 17 and is non-fiction. Now, after years of my family moving, I started dating my boyfriend at the time. I lived within the small town, but my boyfriend lived about 15 minutes out, surrounded by woods. His only neighbor was about a mile down. Now, on a September night, I was at his house watching movies and I wanted to go out for a cigarette at around 2 a.m. He said he didn't want one, but for some reason I felt scared to go outside by myself. Probably because I was really tired and kind of out of it. So I make him come with me. We got out to the front deck in the dark. He's looking at his phone. I'm smoking, enjoying that crisp fall air. When I hear the distant cry coming from the direction of the neighbor's house. It kind of sounded like it could be a dog or coyote. I said to my boyfriend, "What do you think it is?" To which he replied he thought it was the neighbor's dog. We're both leaning against the wall, trying to listen, and notice that it's slowly getting louder and closer. It then changed in pitch and tone dramatically and become more guttural. It sounded like something kind of human but screeching for its life, but definitely not human. The type of scream that immediately makes you feel sick to your stomach. My blood turned to ice and the hair on the back of my neck stood up. Staring at each other, we look around, not saying a word, both thinking the same thing. I don't think it could have been any of the animals that I was familiar with, because I would have recognized them. This was different. It wasn't like the usual animals. I mean, I could definitely withstand them, and this definitely wasn't that. We listened to the awful sounds getting closer and closer for probably like 2 minutes before my boyfriend grabbed my arm, rushed me inside. We never lock our doors where I'm from, but God, we did. Even making sure that we actually locked the windows. We jumped into bed, freaking out, trying to make sense of what the hell that was, and we still could hear it somewhat from where we are. We lay there silently for about 10 minutes and the screeching just stopped. Obviously, we don't sleep much. The next day, we drove past our neighbor's house and the dog was fine, just chilling in the driveway. Nothing was out of the ordinary and it never happened again. We ended up breaking up early the next summer, but God, it still freaks me out. I'm a park ranger here and I want to share this story with you all today. And that's just so you know that you should always trust your eyes and visions, even if people try and tell you not to. Let me give some context. I was in a really beautiful area of forest land. It's one that I actually grew up further away from, so I appreciated it more because of this. I've been working here for lots of different years and fell in love with the place. It was really like a second home to me. Now, I always had a good time, even if I was working there during the wintry months. I don't know why, it was just something I'd really enjoy doing. I didn't like the cold though, that was for sure. I always made sure that I wore lots of different layers during the winter months, because the cold is your worst enemy. It can help you find people sometimes if you can track footsteps, but that's only if there isn't fresh snowfall which hinders it. But the hypothermia was an issue. The other thing too is when it's really cold out there, you have to be careful of getting frostbite, and of course, if you're looking for a missing person, if they haven't got a fire going, well, good luck. Now, some of my rangers had actually been calling in to me saying that they had reports of a strange flash in the woods. They couldn't really identify what it was, and they were worried it was hunters that were there illegally, and of course it was my job to investigate. Now, I had personally never seen any of these flashes before. We'd actually encountered illegal hunters before, so I was pretty ready to deal with this. You always have to be careful because of course they're well armed, but remember that they're people and you can just talk them down, and normally they're pretty friendly. I was on patrol one day when we had a call out of this strange flash again, and it was my job to go and investigate it. Now, I wasn't really looking forward to this, because I'd just left the station, so I was quite nice and warm, and I didn't want to be out there too long. I wanted to get home for something, but I knew my shift was probably going to go over a bit, but hey, it's a part of the job. Now, I wasn't actually too worried about sunlight or anything, because at this point it was relatively early in the day, so I didn't have to worry about having enough daylight to be able to do my job. So, I set out on my patrol. At the time, I'm following quite a nice clearing through the trees. Now, you can see some beautiful slight mountainscapes around me, which I think is really beautiful. You can actually hear echoes really well off of these, and I think it makes the whole place look really beautiful. No snow's really falling at the time, only pieces off of other trees, so it helps make this experience more pleasant for me. I get to the first area that I have to cover, and I don't have any signs of hunters. I actually keep frequently calling out in the hopes that I can find them sooner and get back. I then head over to the next area that I need to cover, and there's some really nice trees around me again. These are actually better for me because they're a lot smaller, but if a hunter's in camouflage, I'm not going to be able to see them very well regardless. Even if you've been trained to be out here for years, it's still extremely difficult to spot anything that's concealed, especially animals too. I make my way down to the final search area, and nothing. I decide that I should be still for a while, and I hear a slight clicking sound. I think this is really odd because I haven't noticed it before, but it just feels a little off. I make my way back towards where the vehicle is now. It's quite a walk, so I'm ready for it. I decide to go for a different part of the forest that is actually off of the trail now in hopes of finding the hunters. And there it is, a slight flash just up ahead of me. Now what was weird about this is it seemed to be too high up to make sense for a person to be doing anything. I thought maybe it was a strange reflection off of their binoculars, so I head up there to go and investigate. I call out to them to stop and they're not supposed to hunt here, and suddenly there's movement quickly going away from me. Oh great, they're trying not to be found. Not on my watch, I decide, as I carefully make my way over a short tree that's fallen over a stream and continue after them. I have to stop for a moment to catch my breath, and I can just about make out this person running off before I lose them. I'm in a very heavily snowed part of the forest now, where the snow's very deep and I have to take extra care. As I'm doing so, another flash appears just up ahead of me, roughly where the person ran off into. I'm not so sure whether it's binoculars now because of the nature of the flashes I'm seeing. Again, I think this is pretty odd, but I decide I have to press on and be brave. I shout out, "Hey, you're not supposed to be doing that, I'm a park ranger, come here now." To which, again, they seem to vanish. I think this is really odd and I'm actually becoming somewhat agitated now. I decide that maybe I should use reverse psychology and just be quiet and try and make my way back, then call it in and see whether announcing this is enough to scare this person off or at least make them turn themselves in. It's a perfect plan, I decide, and I start making my way back directly towards the station now, not much further from where the vehicle is. I can see the normal road now and I'm near more tall trees when, once again, there's a flash, this time much closer though. I suddenly lock eyes with somebody wearing a camouflage suit, holding a camera who's constantly flashing pictures of me. So now I know that this definitely isn't a hunter, and for some reason they just don't look right. There was no military operations out here that I was aware of, and why were they taking pictures of me with an old camera? I then go to speak, but before I can get a word out, I hear a maniacic laugh as this person turns around and sprints off into the wilderness. They seem to be moving extremely quick considering the rough terrain. This person seems completely off their head. And for the first time in years of doing this job, other than the time I encountered a mountain lion, I'm actually very scared. And I sprint into the station and radio in what happened. Eventually some of the other rangers joined us and we conduct a really big search and get the local authorities involved, but we can never find anything. What's weirder is this went on for months and months after, not directly with myself but with other rangers too who all reported the same thing. Strange blurry movements off in the distance followed by flashes that seemed to follow them everywhere. And every so often, someone would hear the laugh like I heard. Now, the thought of a maniac being out there in absolutely freezing conditions, in camouflage, taking pictures of us, stalking us for God knows how many days, absolutely terrifies me to the core. And the thing I hate about it, we never found out who that was or what they were doing, or what they were using the pictures for, and that's what I hate about it. To this day, I still don't know why that happened. So my dad and I were walking through the woods when we come across a young moose leg lying on the ground. It looks as though it's been violently torn off, with no sign of the rest of the moose anywhere. It was fresh with blood on the ground, and probably no more than a couple of hours old. My dad's a pretty skilled hunter, so he handed me his axe, and he actually looks relatively nervous now at this point in time, telling me watch for wolves, and we start looking for tracks. After a little bit, he came back saying, "That's weird. Normally if there's wolves, you'd be able to find the paw prints, but I can't find anything. Also no bear prints, so I don't know what killed this." And so I'm like, "What do you mean? Didn't you find anything?" And he very reassuringly responded with, "Well, I did find what appears to be Mama Moose tracks heading this way," showing me the tracks. "Can you see how long the stride is here? It's a lot longer here. Whatever got a baby, she didn't want to fight and just took off running." He then pulls out the bear spray and holds it ready as we keep walking deeper into the woods. We eventually make it out safe, but I still don't know what it was to this day. Now, I'm not a ranger, but back in the early 90s, my brother and I were staying with cousin and her husband, who I'll call Scott, who was a DNR officer. This was opening day of deer bow season in northern Michigan. While I was at least a mile away from any other road or trail, I stumbled across an area that looked like people had been camping there recently. They'd even built this weird outdoor kitchen. Being a naive 16 or 17 year old, the kitchen confused me because I figured they'd left because of hunting season, so I start making my way there. That night, I was telling everybody about it when Scott gets nervous and told me it doesn't look right, and then says to me, "Can you describe it?" and looks really worried. He told me, "Do not go back there," and I'm glad. Apparently, some locals had multiple locations that they would go to cook meth, so they wouldn't blow up their house and it made it harder to get caught. I guess Scott reported it to the police because they raided it a few days later. I must have missed it, but the guys had set up multiple trail cams, which are actually really expensive, especially back then, all around the area. Based on the pics of them, I must have missed the guys by a few hours. They were heavily armed and all I had was a knife. On the surface, it seems like a well thought out plan for some smart people, but they weren't very smart. Scott filled us up on some details afterwards. Apparently, they didn't clear the images off the cameras before leaving. Though very low, they could recognize their faces, and it showed them not only cooking meth, but also carrying illegal guns and riding off on custom four-wheelers that are known to everyone in the area. Now, I'm not a ranger, but here's a pretty weird wood story. It's late spring. Heavy rain had flooded the dike and public hunting grounds, so I decided that I'm gonna go fishing in the shallows with my buddy. We have a good time. Didn't really catch anything, and it's getting pretty dark, so we light a fire to go dry off before heading back. As the sunlight is swallowed up, we hear something I can only describe as a blood-curdling scream coming from the distance. A little girl almost. Frogs and what we thought keep talking. Twigs snapping now, then again, but much closer. Then we hear it. Could have been as close as 30 feet or even more in the tree line. We hightail it out of there and laugh it off once we get home. Fast forward 6 years, I'm on break and I'm telling the story to my lead and he pulls up a video and lets me listen. It's the exact same scream. He gives me the phone and I see a mountain lion, realizing they make that sound as a final warning. I was doing some urban exploration in a dilapidated church at night. On one of the floors was the circular motif in the floor where I guess a podium or something was. There was fresh blood on it, as though something was killed there. We went into the basement later on, and we heard someone running upstairs. I managed to escape from it, but it was still the most scary thing that ever happened. So I went on a mountain hike in Transylvania with a group of friends from school, and way up, after maybe 12 to 14 kilometers of trekking, we saw a house. It was in the middle of nowhere. It had a barn with a few animals, like a couple of cows, chickens, etc. As we get closer, we see a few people, a guy and 5 to 6 women. Not sure if there are any more inside or not. The dude comes to greet us, barely speaking language. We had a hard time understanding what he was saying. They lived without electricity, gas, or anything, and this is in the early 90s, so there's no internet, mobile phones to worry about, at least for most people. Anyway, they all kind of looked at us weird, with kind of dumb expressions on their faces. We can barely understand each other. They said to us, "Who's the president now, and do we want some milk?" They look at our clothes weirdly, curious, like, who knows when's the last time that they actually had human contact? Or maybe? We were just crazy for being different, I don't know. Not sure to this day what was going on. It's not typical in religion, so it kind of freaked us out, especially because the guy looked really disturbed, and we were too young. We were looking around to see if there's more of them. Paranoia was taken over, thinking there must have been a village nearby. What was also weird is that all the women keep their distance, and never got close to us like he was guarding them, or checking us out to see if it's safe for them. One of my friends kept saying that we don't want their milk and we need to go, because it's getting dark out. We calmly ended up making our way back and out of their sight. We then get out of there as quick as possible to try and make it back to safety. Needless to say, we camped for a couple of hours, and we always had one person staying on watch the whole time. We told people that were living in the villages near there about the mountain people, and they didn't believe us. They don't think anything happened. A little over 18 years ago, I'd just gotten out of the military. I drove all the way from Louisiana to my hometown in Montana without incident. I spent a few days at home and then got back on the road because my new home destination was Bice, Idaho. It was February, so instead of going straight down the length of the state, I cut across the panhandle into Washington. The highway going straight down through the state is really twisted and very dangerous in water. So I crossed the state line into Washington. It was a Sunday, and it was very, very early in the morning. As cliche as it sounds, there was quite a bit of fog in the air. I'd been driving for a while and really had to use the bathroom. Now, normally, given how I'm in the middle of nowhere, I would just pull over to the side of the road and take a whiz, but it was so foggy and hard to see, I thought it was safer to wait until I hit the next small town. So I drove for maybe 5 more miles and started seeing signs for a town. I can't remember for the life of me the name of the town, but I think it was Lyndon or Linda or something like that. It was on the I-90 going to Spunky Valley, so I head towards the sign, which was a right turn off the interstate, and it's a short drive up this road, and I reached the town. It was small, but I thought nothing of it since I was from a small town in Montana. Now this is where things get odd. There was not a single person to be found. There were cars and businesses, but not a single person to be found walking around the street, no logging trucks or anyone driving really. Everything was just as still as the air. I stopped at a gas station. It was one of those one in all places that did car repairs, spare tires, etc, but nobody is at the counter. I thought, well, maybe this was just really, really odd. But maybe it's early in the morning, so I went around to the side to see if the bathroom was locked, and it was. As I made my way back around the front of the store, I can see that finally there's some life. There's a delivery truck. It was a Coke Classic truck. Now it's not actually moving though. It's got its hazards on, and the passenger and driver side doors are open, just sitting in the middle of the street. So yeah, I get a bad vibe, so I go back in my car and went back the way I come through. And I go back to the I-90 and thought again about just peeing at the side of the road, but honestly, I was too afraid. I continue driving until I eventually get to the next area, and honestly, I'm more freaked out and actually forget I need to use the toilet. I didn't see anything creepy or hear anything creepy, but the stillness of the air and the complete lack of human or animal life, which is absolutely terrifying. I looked on the map to see where I was once I got there, which was a Randy McNally's map, and I could not find it at all on the map. Even as I'm writing this, I looked on Google Maps and I can't actually find where I was. I still to this day will never forget that weird feeling of total displacement. When I got to Bowes, I told my friend about it and he thought I was trying to rip off Silent Hill or something, or Resident Evil, but honestly, I can't blame people for saying that. But at the same time, there was a reason that I wouldn't urinate at the side of the road. I kept recalling the part in RE1 where hikers were killed by murderous dogs. Anyway, I don't really know what to think of this. I hope no one else has to discover this creepy place. Now, I'm somebody who loved to do urban exploring, and I actually had a few stories that I think you guys might find interesting. Now, there was a specific area that I loved to go to. There was lots of abandoned buildings and things around this, and it was covered in trees, so it was really a beautiful forest. Now, I remember on one particular occasion that I headed out, I thought maybe it's not such a good idea to go out here on my own, and I grabbed my buddy as we go on one of our night adventures. Now, to get to this particular area, we have to go through a normal park. So me and my friend decide that we're going to wait it out under a tree, watch when all the security lock up everything, not make a sound, then leave. Well, that's exactly what we do. We watch the security come through, and they seem to look directly at us, but they don't stop for anything. We feel a lot more relieved when they've actually managed to leave. Now, my adrenaline was running very high, because, I don't know, there's some kind of excitement when you're doing this, and we decide to wait a few minutes before getting up. My friend actually has some small binoculars, so we actually get a really good view of what's happening, and luckily we can see that the park is empty now, so we get up and head out. Now, you could actually see pretty well just because the area that we're in. Now, I know at the time it was probably really stupid, but we were young and didn't think of this. There was actually a house attached to this area, so the resident was probably scared for their life. But anyway, we were planning to explore the abandoned quarry, which was very close to the park. We make it over the last security fence, and we're having a really good time now exploring. There's not really too much to see, just old abandoned equipment everywhere. We ended up going on top of some kind of excavation machine, which was really big. Luckily, we're both lightweight, so it doesn't make too much sound. We make it on top of it and we just sit here for an hour talking about life and I guess anything really. As we're talking, we both stop dead as we hear a dog bark in the distance. Now, this could be anything because there's other residents that have dogs, but this sounded different. I don't know how to describe it. It sounded very vicious. Oh god, man, it's a security dog, I thought to myself. I didn't say anything to my friend, and eventually our confidence comes back, and we continue our little explore. Now, everything seems normal, and we ended up just throwing rocks into the water stream running past. I mean, really, we'd done everything we wanted to, and we just got kind of bored. Just as we did that, we heard somebody shout out, screaming in the distance. We had no idea what was happening, but We both shot down really quick, hiding on the embankment next to the water. I was quite worried about falling in the water, but God, these screams sounded horrible. It sounded like somebody was being murdered. And this went on for a good 2 minutes until suddenly there was absolute silence. We then looked up, and my friend using the binoculars could see there was a group of at least 12 people, all wearing all black with their faces covered, and they were next to a car, but we couldn't see what they were doing. I whisper to my friend how many are there, and the dog starts barking. It seems to be pointing in our direction because all of the men simultaneously look up to where we are. We suddenly hear cars starting up, and that was our cue to get out of there. They start screaming out to us. Immediately I knew something was off. This wasn't normal security, this was something far worse. At first we're debating on jumping over the stream, but we realise we're not going to be able to make it. So at this point we're basically trapped in. Now we have two options. We can either run to the left of them, or run to the right all the way round to try and escape them. We decide neither is really a good idea, but we have to go to the right side of them. We can suddenly hear that they started after us and we both sprint. We eventually manage to make it back into the normal park and believe we're somewhat safe, but we now have to sprint for probably 300 meters to get to the other side. We eventually made it out and both made it home but didn't tell anyone about what happened. A few weeks later, the police ended up busting the place and they found out there was a massive drugs operation here. The police never found any bodies or anything like that, but I'm sure they were torturing someone that time. Now that was my first story. Now my other story actually is a far more weird one, but for different reasons. Now like I said, I was somebody who loved to go urban exploring and being in the great outdoors effectively. Now I set off in one particular area that had reports for years of an abandoned church being there that nobody had been to for at least 5 years, and me and a couple of friends wanted to go see what was up. Now to add to the creepy vibes of October, there was mist everywhere and you couldn't really see too far down the road, or whatever area you're in, but imagine being in a forest with thick trees. It was almost like darkness when you were under them, but this is what we loved, so we set out. For a while we were messing around with our flashlights saying we're probably never going to find this thing, and started pretending it was Star Wars or something, but we suddenly become more focused when one of my friends seems to recognise the area and says we're definitely going in the right direction. Unfortunately for us, this means going into a section of the forest which has very, very heavy trees, so basically all we're seeing is darkness now. The trees are superimposing their authority onto us at this point, letting us know that we're not really supposed to be here and something is off, but of course, we ignore every single warning sign that there is and we continue on. Now we're going down an old logger's path at the time and it seems pretty safe. I say old logger's path, but I'm not really sure what it is. Every so often on the walk, you can see some white patches, which is where snow has fallen not too long ago. That's how cold it was. We pick up a few snowballs and start throwing them around randomly. Some of us can actually hit trees and it actually helps us see a bit further up. We eventually come around another section of the woods and find nothing. We're all making fun of my friend saying, "You've got no idea what you're talking about, there's literally nothing here," to which he laughs and says, "Yeah, but I think we need to go deeper now." We all look at each other a little hesitantly because around us, there's nothing but tall dark trees, and you can just about see daylight breaking through the fog above us, but that doesn't deter us because again, we're stupid at this time. So we continue on into the wilderness. Now we must have walked for about another good hour before we make it through to a clearing again. You can actually see a lot better now because of the snow. And, what do you know? Just round the bend, looking like something straight out of a horror film, you can see an abandoned church, or at least the very top of it. We're all absolutely ecstatic at this and we start running towards it when my friend stops and screams, saying he's sure that he's just seen a figure up there. I was actually annoyed because the short scream he let out really scared me. A couple of birds that were hiding in the nearby trees flew off really quickly. They were just as scared as we are. We tell our friend that you have to be quiet, but he's telling us no, I definitely saw something there, and he refuses to go in. Now we decide that we're going to go on and investigate, and my god, this thing is massive. It's mostly a wooden construction, but it's kind of beautiful, really. We can't go in through the door because it's collapsed, but luckily my friend finds another way in through a broken window. This thing has two floors, and it's really beautiful. Now what was really odd was the smell. There was kind of a strange metallic smell that none of us could really describe or explain as being metal, but it was very similar. We can't really see too much out of the ordinary, but this thing is really cool. One of my friends sat down pretending that he was praying, and I tell him to knock it off, that we should still be respectful while we're here. He ends up listening to me and quickly jumps up. One of my friends wants to explore the upstairs, but we say that the stairs are too dangerous. There's no way we're gonna get up there. What's more is we keep hearing strange sounds from further down, and being the young kids that we are, we have to go and investigate. I decide bravely that I'm gonna go down first, and I take one step onto the floor and I slip over. I say, God, hell, what is this? As my friend helps me up, the smell was awful. My friend flicks on his flashlight and there seems to be animal blood everywhere. It's absolutely disgusting. But the weirdest thing is, there's no animals. We think maybe some animal must have lived here and took its prey, but there was no signs of that at all. Literally just blood everywhere. There's not really writing or pentagrams, but it seems like a person's done this. We all look at each other really confused and decide that it's time to leave, so we make it back upstairs again. I didn't realize how nice this place really was, and there's a large cross in the middle of the place, just in front of where the church seats are. I didn't tell anyone at the time, but I actually prayed to be safe there. I knew something was wrong when the animal blood was everywhere, but I didn't tell anybody else. I just asked God to keep us safe. Now as I get up, I can see another one of my friends going to pretend to pray, kind of making fun of what I was just doing. He puts his hand into the praying position, smiling, and I realize one of my friend's flashlights is on. I turn around to go and see who did it, but I realize that everywhere's glowing a strange red and kind of grey color. It's almost like somebody flicked on the lights in a different tone. My jaw drops and I turn around to look at my friends, and they're all seeing exactly what I am, because they all look at me just as shocked and confused. That's everybody except for the friend who is pretending to pray until he opens his eyes and suddenly realizes that something's wrong and starts rubbing his eyes. What's really strange is that seconds after this, a very high wind picked up and it's really howling, and we can hear rain outside. We realize something's wrong and that we need to get out of here. We go to make our way outside the door, and there's a very loud punching sound on the other side of it. We all scream and quickly go the opposite direction. We realize now that the only place we can go is into the basement. Good lord, I don't want to do this, I say to my friend. Come on, we've got to, as he pushes me forward. I'd honestly rather be anywhere but down in that smelly basement, but it seems to be the only place we can go. We wait here and we can hear the sounds outside intensifying. At this point, I honestly thought I was gonna die. I don't know what I had done wrong in life, but I wasn't ready to die now, and I don't think my friends were either. We stayed down here for a good 5 minutes until the noises outside started to slowly cease. Weirdly, the banging sound outside kept on going until eventually it come to nothing. I wasn't sure whether it was some weirdo playing tricks on us, or I don't know what I thought it was, but we suddenly realized that my other friend is outside, the one who was too scared to go in. We realize that we must get out of here, and we quickly go upstairs hesitantly. Now everything seems to be as it was. It's foggy outside and a little bit light, but it's not that strange colour, and the wind has stopped completely. Now I didn't really want to go outside first, just in case someone was waiting for us with a big axe to kill us, but one of my friends quickly jumped out, saying, "I'm ready to fight you." To which the other friend replied, "What are you talking about?" We all come sprinting after him and he says, "Come on, what are you guys doing? I've been waiting here for ages. And why did you go on that rooftop? I told you this is so dangerous." Before we could say our side of the story and what happened, we all looked at each other and I said to my buddy, "John, you know there was no stairs on that place, right?" To which he turns completely pale. My friend quickly fills him in on what happened and we all agree that we have to get out of there. We probably jogged for about 3 minutes, but this was hindered by our levels of fitness, and we basically hiked the rest of the way into the normal part of the forest. We were so scared that we didn't look back the way that we come from. While we were moving, I was half expecting to see something chasing us, or people. I was so scared that every time I was seeing strange patches of snow, I would think I'd see pentagrams and things on the floor, just where I was at such a heightened sense of panic. We continued down and the air feels very cold now. None of us actually stopped to talk to each other while we're getting out of there. We just all look around very paranoid, making sure that it's safe now. We continue on until eventually we make it to the normal area that we know, and we're not far back to safety. We all jump into my friend's truck and get out of there. We weren't driving at a sensible speed too, I can tell you that, but who could blame us? Now the thing that's really strange is that all of us saw the exact same thing inside the church, heard the same wind outside and the same banging. But all my friend waiting outside saw was a person on the roof after a while, who moved into sight quickly, seemed to stare at him, then gone back to the other side of the roof. Now I know for a fact nobody could have gotten up there, because there weren't any stairs, and there's no way you could climb up it, so who the hell was it? What were they doing up there? And why did we experience different things? I'd like to think this was some kind of elaborate hoax, or maybe it was something to do with Satan worshippers, but I really don't know.